This podcast is brought to you by Microsoft Teams. When there's more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Oh, my gosh.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm not talking to you. I talk to anybody out there, the haters.
Rich Eisen.
Talk to the haters right now.
Earlier on the show.
Brees throws end zone touchdown.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees. NASCAR Cup Series champion Chase Elliott. Coming up.
Touchdown, Seahawks, Tyler Lockett.
Seattle Seahawks wide receiver Tyler Lockett. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Tyler Lockett will be calling in shortly from the Seattle Seahawks, and we've got ourselves quite a day here in the universe, and week nine is complete. In the National Football League, we have 2 hours in the books here on this show. Chase Elliott joined us the last hour from the world of NASCAR. Drew Brees joined us after the Saints just absolutely destroyed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to take the lead in division and take the lead in conference. It was a great chat with Drew. If you missed any of it, you can see it right here on Peacock when it's all done and it being the show. Also on YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. That's coming up on our YouTube feed in short order. As soon as everything's over, you can always check it out there or on our Twitter handle at Rich Eisen Show, which is home to a couple of great poll questions that Chris Brockman will update right now. What do you have over there, Christopher?
All right, guys, looking at the NFL right now, which three-win team based on the Pats scoring a W last night has the best chance to sneak into the playoffs? Broncos, Pats, Vikings, Falcons. Vikings, 59%. Patriots, 17%. And based on our harebrained conversation earlier.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Should Rich get the hair surgery? 61%. No way.
No way. That was based off, again, on a photograph that we put up on the screen of Chase Elliott being here in 2016. And him looking fresh-faced and I not even having my beard. And you said it looks weird with not seeing me without a beard. And I wondered, well, what if I got the fake hair? Would it take 4 years for you to say it would look weird for me to be without the hair? And you said, yeah. Made me think about it.
Someone said it might help your 40 time.
Well, you know what? It's all based on what Tyler Lockett thinks. It's all based on what Tyler Lockett thinks. Joining us here on behalf of Old Spice from the Seattle Seahawks back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Tyler Lockett. How are you, Tyler?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, I mean, you probably didn't think I'd ask you this question. Do you think I should get fake hair? What do you think?
I think you should just keep it natural.
Thank you, Tyler. I need to be true to who I am, right? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it's coming from a guy who's trying to hold on before he has to go bald, too.
Now, well, hold on a second. The phrase hold on, you know, definitely is infused with something. You just told me I should stick on, stick with what I've got. So I'm hanging on for dear life. It's essentially what you're saying.
Yep. Well, I'm in the same boat as you.
Okay. Well, you know, interesting. You are coming on about with Old Spice talking about a 10-year initiative to help young guys feel confident in their own skin. So I guess it's interesting how I'm kind of having a little bit of fun, but there is a subject matter that's somewhat serious. Why did you decide to hook up on this front, Tyler?
Well, honestly, I thought that it would be a great idea just to be able to partner with Old Spice just because it's all about being able to help kids thrive, especially in the days that we're living in right now. And they chose to be able to do that throughout the educational environment. And so just by being able to talk with them and understanding, like, what it is that they're trying to do, all the things that they're trying to promote, they came up with this 10-year commitment plan to increase high school graduation rates just for young guys. And I think that's really big, especially in the black communities, just with everything that's going on, the way that we grow up, the things that we go through. A lot of times, a lot of people drop out of school, and just to be able to be committed to help people to stay in school and be committed to increase the graduation rates, I think it says a lot. And just understanding how they decided to partner and to be able to work with the film Black Boys, that's also something that I'm also looking forward to being able to talk to so we can continually extend the conversation as we talk about what's going on even in America today.
Yeah, we spoke about that documentary with Malcolm Jenkins when he was on this show just last week, and that documentary is available right here on Peacock, which is where you and I, Tyler Lockett, and I are having this conversation. So were you not comfortable in your own skin as a younger man, Tyler?
Well, I think when I grew up, I was comfortable in my own skin, but it was because I was around people that looked like me, you know, my whole entire life and just how I grew up. So I was always around people in that aspect. But as you get away from your family and your friends and people who protect you, you do start to see the other side of life. And a lot of times you think, especially growing up, that you don't have to deal with racism because maybe it's just because of where you grew up at or where you were at that time. But you realize that even when you come to the NFL, like, it doesn't change. It's just you reach a different peak, a different level in your life, and now you're just hearing it from people that never had to grow up in your hometown. So, you know, there was times where I did go to I was in Bel Air, actually, and it was for one of my friends. He was having a bachelor party, and I had ran inside, and a lot of them was outside, and we were about to leave and get in the Uber, and it was a lady who came down the hill who basically told everybody when I had went inside that we didn't belong up there and that we didn't know how things worked up there on the hill and stuff like that and just how she was going to call the cops. And, you know, she didn't know I was in the NFL. She didn't know I had money. She didn't know I could have bought a house out there in Beverly Hills, in Bel Air, to even stay there or to even rent out an Airbnb there. But it's just the fact of sometimes being in the color of our skin, we're just looked at differently, like we can't afford things or we don't deserve to be up there or we don't even know how the rules apply up there. And so, yeah, there is a lot of times where you end up being put in situations or you see things that you might have not been able to peep as you were growing up just because of who you were always around.
Tyler Lockett here on The Rich Eisen Show. And again, he's joining us on behalf of Old Spice, a 10-year initiative to help all young guys feel confident in their own skin. And you can learn more by visiting Old Spice's social channels. And there's also, I'm sure, at TDLockett12 on Twitter and Instagram from the Seattle Seahawks. I know I've got a limited time with you, so if you don't mind talking a little bit of football and just the simple question of what the hell happened Sunday, Tyler? What happened?
I think Buffalo just came to play. Honestly, I think they had a pretty good game plan, and they were just able to take advantage of us in a lot of different areas. But for the most part, it just allowed us to go look at the film, kind of understand how they hit us, how they attacked us, starting to understand how other teams have been attacking us and how it applied into their game plan. And so, I mean, it really helped us out just to be able to see how they played a little bit differently than how they played a lot of other people or even what we expected.
So when it comes down to it, Tyler, do you bury the film? You know what I'm saying? I know you just said that you can learn from it, but is there some sort of sense of you just – throw that one out at all? What's been the general sense so far for you and your team?
No, I mean, I don't really think you throw it out. I think you just remember it, but you turn that pain into purpose. You know, you turn the worst things into purpose. Like, you got to change the story and allow it to drive you and allow you to be better and overcome it. Otherwise, you know, if you throw it away, you never really learn from it, and sometimes you end up experiencing the same results. I think it's the same about life. A lot of times we do things that we're ashamed of or we do things to hurt other people, and we try to just throw it away and just do better. But you got to be able to turn that pain and those mistakes and regrets to purpose, so that way it heals you and it also drives you to help other people as they don't have to experience the same thing. So I think it's something that'll help us out.
So I guess before I let you go, looking back a few weeks ago, and you know how I feel about you, so there is no disrespect when I ask this question, but where were you on the Buda Baker interception? Where were you, Tyler?
Oh, I was in the end zone. I had a route that I was running in the end zone.
Okay.
So I was in the end zone, and after he caught it, I saw DK running to chase him down. So I saw it. I saw everything clearly.
So you were not close enough, even with the Baker head start, to run him down. Could you have if you started from DK's position then? Let's ask that question. What do you think?
I don't know. Honestly, I never really tried that before. But, I mean, I don't know. I would have to be in that position to do it. I just wasn't in that position at the time. based off of my route.
He's amazing, isn't he? I mean, we've already discussed it in your last time here. He has been quite a revelation, your teammate.
Oh, yeah, he's been playing phenomenal, and I think it just says a lot about him and just how he continuously keeps his head down and just keeps working and, you know, doesn't let the praise get to him, doesn't let all the high expectations get to him. He just goes out there and he sticks to who he is and how he plays.
Hey, Tyler, I appreciate you joining us. This initiative, one more time, I'll give you the floor and why it's so important for people to check it all out.
I think it's very important just for everybody to check out the film Black Boys, just because it really allows you to see what life is like for a lot of us as we grow up, how everybody thinks that we can only make it through sports, how we only think we can make it through the entertainment industry, and you don't really see too many people that's out there being doctors or lawyers or other careers because that's all we're taught. And it's hard for us to be able to make it because of the education systems, and we don't get the same type of opportunities as a lot of other people get as they grow up. And it's all because of the environment that we're in. And that has nothing to do with us. It's just that's what we were born into. But if we got the same opportunities, and we can also be able to make something with our life as well. So I think it's really amazing that Old Spice is willing to do this 10-year commitment plan just to be able to help people graduate at a higher rate. And I think it's great being able to promote this film, Black Boys, allowing people to understand what it's like on the when you look at the foot on the other shoe. And a lot of people might not understand until they actually see this film. And also, I think that it'll be great just to be able to allow kids to thrive. I think that's one of the things we haven't been allowing ourselves to do, because we put people in boxes of what they could always do their whole life. But now allowing kids to see that they could thrive by being able to show them people who have been able to do a lot of things in life that has to do with other than sports and entertainment, it gives them hope and opportunities that they could too be successful in those positions.
Well, Tyler, I've said this to you before, and the many times that you've been kind enough to call into the show, I'm an admirer of your game, but an even big admirer of your heart, soul, and mind. So, you know, kudos to you for being part of this, and I appreciate you taking some of your day on this Tuesday to bring it to the audience here.
No, thank you so much.
Right back at you. That's Tyler Lockett, at TDLockett12, both Twitter and Instagram. And here again is the documentary to which Tyler referred. It is produced in part by Malcolm Jenkins. We discussed it last week when he came on this show prior to taking down the Bucks on Sunday night. A Peacock original, Black Boys. You can watch it right here on Peacock. So crucial that you do. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the show. Did you see the numbers of how Seattle is getting torched defensively? That they are on pace to get absolutely obliterated over the next several weeks, and they would wind up with one of the worst total yards yielded defenses in the history of the game? And I think, you know, that is something shocking. And I didn't, you know, we had Bobby Wagner on last week, too, and they are aware that this is being discussed. I mean, the Bills just absolutely lit them up. And next up for them are the Rams, and then the Monday, next up for them are the Rams. And then after that, it's the rematch with Arizona on a Thursday night and then a Monday night at Philadelphia. Two games against the Jets and the Giants, W's. At Washington, home for the Rams, at the 49ers. The next couple weeks are going to be pretty crucial for the Seattle Seahawks. And there are some offenses that are ready to take them out. And it's one thing that you have to point out as well, DJ Dallas doing as well as he possibly can. It's kind of a one-dimensional situation right now for Seattle. It's difficult. But Carson and Hyde are going to come back and try and get it done for him. Talking Seattle Seahawks.
We've seen
football.
Teams be able to use their offense to lift a bad defense all the way to the Super Bowl. The Patriots did it just as recently as the Super Bowl against Philadelphia. So it can be done. You know, Russ is still the front runner for MVP right now, so he can definitely lift this team deep into the playoffs, having a defense, you know, that is questionable.
You still think Russ is the front runner for the MVP right now? Is that town where Mo Green has no plaque, signpost, or a statue agree with you? Or has anybody come in front?
I think Russ is still the favorite, but Mahomes has very much closed the gap.
That was my preseason choice. That was my preseason choice. Carolina's on a bye. We'll see what happens between Seattle and the Rams. There's Aaron Rodgers still sitting out there, too, and Aaron's going to have a heck of a day against Jacksonville. So while...
You can get Aaron Rodgers at a good number right now, Rich. You know who's fourth?
I don't know what you mean by good number. What do you mean by
that? You know who's fourth right now? Kyler Murray.
Get out of here.
He's fourth in betting right now. Tied with Josh Allen.
Now, the question is, I'm like, he's going to be top three in voting. It's all first place votes, which is what Peter King said, that that football does not do what baseball does, which is rank them all and they get a point system and they right. finish up. It's like, do you vote for this person or do you not? They just get first place votes or you do not.
It would be a really easy fix. 3 points for first, 2 points for second,
oh,
1 point third, 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Let's go. Right. Add it up and that's
add
how
them
it's
up
done.
And that's who wins. It'd be very easy to
so
do.
That's
this.
Why I said they has to be top three. I mean, I kind of took, I guess, the baseball voting system and applied it to the NFL. So we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. When we come back, Chris Brockman has got a ton of news that's going on in the world, including Ben Roethlisberger's status and health. And Jerry Jones spoke today for the Dallas Cowboys on their bye week. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. With Together Mode, you can bring everyone together in one space in the same virtual room. You can bring the power of true collaboration to your projects with Whiteboard, drawing, sharing, and building ideas in real time, all on the same page. And with Large Gallery View, you can see more of your team all at once with up to 49 people on screen, all at the same time. You can even raise your hand virtually so everyone can be seen and heard. When there are more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. We're going to welcome our radio audience back in short order. There is something I just saw on Twitter that I will bring up towards the end of the show from the real world. Just giving everyone a little heads up. And then something I just saw from Augusta National that is... gives me hope. It gives me hope. And we'll discuss that when the radio audience returns.
It's the most crazy piece of video.
It gives me hope. Yeah. It gives me hope. And it's also a little bit disturbing. You know, the real world is terribly disturbing. But I'll hit that before we leave here. It was a good chat with Tyler Lockett. Here on our show, the Rich Eisen Show radio audience, Sirius XM Channel 211. We follow the Dan Patrick Show there every day, as we do here on NBC Sports on Peacock. And we're back here on our Rich Eisen Show radio affiliates. We say hello to our flagship right here in Southern California, the mightier 1090. We say hello to that audience. I just saw on Twitter, as I just told the Peacock audience, towards the end of the show, I'm going to go real world on you for a little bit. That's the end of the show. But I just saw something from Augusta National, from the toy department, the sports world. It gives me some hope. And that is sculling a ball, just topping it, and getting a hole-in-one across a pond. Now, here's the difference, is I don't intend to mishit the ball.
Right.
Okay. I don't intend to take such a terrible swing that I'm going to top the ball and have it skip across the pond as if it was a flat stone all the way to the exact spot on the par three and the par three course as the par three competition is going on right now on ESPN and that or is being shown later on.
No, there's actually no par three today. This is just guys doing a practice round.
That's what that is?
Yeah, so guys are doing this on 16, the actual 16th hole.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. Justin Thomas and these guys were doing it earlier. You're talking about John Rahm right now, who got a hole in one skipping it across the pond at 16.
I thought that's the par 3 course.
No, they're not doing the par 3 course because this of COVID. Year because of right. COVID. Yeah, it makes it even more.
So that's fame. That's fame 16.
That's fame 16.
Yep. And well, that pond that nobody ever puts it in. Like,
right.
Never, because they know exactly where they have to land it and hopefully roll it into the hole.
They're landing it on that ridge. So
that hole,
down.
The whole position is the Sunday position.
That is the Sunday
like,
position,
right?
Yep.
Right? Everybody's seen Tiger rolling his Nike golf ball into the hole. The yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And then last year, he almost got a hole-in-one on that hole en route to victory.
Or have you ever in your life, I think that was, the yes, sir was Jack on 17, I think.
Not in your life, I think, is Vern.
Not in your life. Okay. At any rate. Yeah. John Rahm intended to top the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll retweet it at Rich Eisen.
Could
right
I ever do something where I am so good at golf that I will hit a ball purposefully poorly? But that looks like what I would do. Because I'm swinging too hard, swinging too fast, lifting my head up, lifting my whole body up, so I just catch the top of the ball. And it skipped all the way across 16. Yeah,
these guys are trying to do that. They're all kind of goofing around today.
Does he do it Sunday? He just practiced it.
Well,
it's the Sunday. It's the Sunday position.
Not in contention. Maybe he does. It's also John Rahm's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday! Happy birthday indeed. You ready for your news update over there, Christopher?
Yeah, I am.
Let's get to it right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, Chris, what do you have over there?
Okay, guys, if it's Tuesday, it's Jerry Jones on 105 Through the Fan in Dallas, and they were asking him about the quarterback situation and what might happen if Dallas ends up with, say, a top three pick.
Is it crazy to bring up the idea of taking a quarterback with the third pick or the second
yes.
pick, if you may have it?
Yes. You asked me if it's crazy to bring the idea up, and I'm answering you, yes. We're playing games here, guys, but it's not the thing to be talking about at all. You know, Dak is our quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, you have a new drop, new laugh. You've already gotten it, huh?
We got quite the laugh montage.
We've got him. We've got Brent. We've got Kawhi. That's Garland. That's Larry David. That's Brent.
Gronk.
Brent gets
Gronk.
Oh, you get the Gronk, which is the freak creepiest one.
Yeah,
the Gronk's the creepiest one.
Yep. Hear me out. It's not crazy. Okay.
It is crazy.
It's not crazy
it
because.
Yeah.
Think about all these teams in recent years who have ended up winning a Super Bowl or reaching a Super Bowl with quarterbacks on their first contract. Okay. You get out of paying Dak Prescott, which you didn't want to do anyway, or you would have done it by now, right? So what if they get Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields or maybe someone else finishes the college football season strong? Suddenly now you have 5 years of control with this guy, and you can build a team around this player who you obviously think is worthy. And you can make a Super Bowl run that way.
Interesting.
That sounds kind of crazy.
Let me just hit you on this, though. We still don't know the full details of the Dak-Dallas conversation. All we would hear is from Jerry Jones, it takes two to tango, right? And that there was some maybe contractual language, fourth, fifth year, that Dak was refusing to sign and Dallas was refusing to budge from, and that was the end of that. But it's not. I don't think they were willing to pay him a certain amount of money. They weren't unwilling to pay him a certain amount of money. I think that there's a ton of details about the conversation that went back and forth between the two sides that we're not fully privy to. And Dak, before he hurt his ankle, was one of the best. And there is no indication that the way that he hurt his ankle will put him back on the field in the NFL as a shadow of his former self. Is it possible? Who the hell knows? So
would you essentially, if Dallas finishes second or third overall, which is what the conversation was, would you take Justin Fields if you're Dallas and start from scratch with a team that's ready to win now? Zeke's not going to get any younger. Same with Amari Cooper. I mean, they're ready to win now. That's why they did it this year, the way that they did it. I don't see them starting from scratch at all.
But if you're talking about paying the second overall pick,
okay, no, I mean, if it's a matter of money, obviously.
But that's what it seems to be coming down to between these two guys. Why doesn't Dak have a deal? Why didn't he get one done?
Like I told
you, about money.
You can't say that with certainty. You cannot say that with certainty.
There is less pie.
That it was about money. You can't.
Then why didn't it get done?
I don't know the answer to that, but I you can't sit here and say that they're, you know, were unwilling to pay him, you know, generationally ridiculous amounts of money, similar to Washington with Kirk Cousins. I don't, the way it's been described to me is that there was a ton of contractual language on the back end of the contract and the length of the contract that they were basically like, screw it, make you $30 million this year and put the pressure on Dallas the next year and go do what Joe Flacco did, which is win a championship on a walk year and force him to pay you an absurd amount of money. And at worst comes to worst, you're paid like Kirk Cousins, which is exactly the dream of everybody in the NFL is to be, make as much guaranteed money as he's done. Nobody saw him busting up his leg like that. Again, like I said, I know you're assuming it was all about money, that they don't believe in him to the point where that they wouldn't pay him. It was something other than the amount of money that they were offering him that caused Dak to back away.
It might have been the years, but still, you're talking about paying Justin Fields for a fifth of what you get Dak Prescott at. I think Cowboys fans sign up for that.
I wouldn't.
Well, there's one you could ask.
Well, feel free to chime in.
I wouldn't sign up for that.
I mean, you want Dak back.
Yeah.
But you want Dak at $200 million or Justin Fields at $35
million? What do I care? I ain't paying him.
But you have to think in terms like that because that's why the deal didn't get done in the first place.
Pay the man. We're seeing what happens when he's not on the field, right? I've never seen Justin Fields in an NFL game, so I don't know how he's going to translate. I know what I've seen with Dak Prescott. Know what we got. So
what else you have over there, Christopher?
All right, some COVID news. So Ben Roethlisberger got put on the reserve COVID list by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he, because Vance McDonald tested positive and Ben was sitting next to him on the plane ride home from Dallas. So he is a close contact, going to isolate for the next 5 days. So unless he tests positive this week, Ben Roethlisberger should be able to come off the list on Saturday in time for this weekend's game against the Bengals. Sources told Adam Schefter that Ben has been very diligent in his behavior around others. So all signs pointing towards him playing this week, coming off that list, and of course, you know, unless he tests positive.
It's just getting scarier, man.
Baker Mayfield also popped over the weekend, or put on the list over the weekend because of a close contact. He's participating in virtual activities this week until he can come off the list as well.
All right.
It's hitting everybody. Some injury news. Sam Darnold, quote, feeling better and hopes to return after the Week 10 bye for the Jets. Mekhi Becton saw him leave the game last night. It was because he was having trouble breathing.
What?
Is the report.
Oh, my God. Really?
So the chest injury that he suffered was affecting his breathing.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant there was something wrong with his heart.
The injury that he suffered was affecting his breathing. That's why he came off. More bad news for the Cowboys. Trevon Diggs.
Yeah, I saw this.
Fractured
is not...
bone in his foot. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, so it looks like this season could be over for him.
That's a wrap.
Full recovery. He'll be back next year, but he's having a great
season. It's just been straight downhill, man. And yet, Andy Dalton comes back.
Still in the mix.
And the fact that this division is not over. Philadelphia, though, is going to come back nice and healthy. I mean, Miles Sanders, the offensive line, the bye week was perfectly timed for him. Perfectly timed for him. At the Giants, at Cleveland, big Monday night against Seattle, and then the one at Green Bay. And just when you think, forget it, they won't win that one. If you remember last year, Green Bay only lost to San Francisco.
and the back end of the season, Carson Wentz went up on a Thursday night and got him in Green Bay. And they're all fans in the stands, pre-pandemic, man. Never know. Then there are New Orleans at Arizona. Those are all games that are going to be very tough for Philadelphia. And then there's that week 16 at Dallas.
And Garrett Gilbert is going to shake up the world.
Come on. Andy Dalton. You want Andy
Dalton. Dalton is going to be back, man. Dalton's going to be back. I am making a note for Higher Register on Friday.
Oh,
don't steal my thunder.
Putting it in my book. Oh, you really? Okay.
I got nothing else.
That's not true. You got nothing else. There's the whole lush sports world.
That's true. I mean, the Mets under new ownership, and that feels great.
Oh, actually, do you have that?
I got some quotes here.
Very good. Stephen Cohen's talking, just like the Wilpons, right? The Wilpons were always out there talking about the team.
All right, here's what Stephen Cohen said, and then we're going to hear from Tiger Woods. So Steve Cohen laid down the gauntlet, according to Jeff Passan. If I don't win a World Series in the next 3 to 5 years, I'd like to make it sooner. I would consider that slightly disappointing. I'm not competing against the Yankees. This is the Mets. We're going to create our own excitement.
Let's go.
LGM.
Well, as the polar bear, he threw an F in there. So it's, you know, LF.
LFGM.
Yeah. And I have a quote.
Not Bobby Axelrod.
I have a quote from team president Wags saying that they refuse to give up the polar bear. What does that mean?
I would be Mr. Alonzo.
Mm.
Everybody go watch Billions. That show's awesome.
Team President Wags. Hey, congratulations.
Yeah.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
I like this. We have no idea how this guy is going to run this team because all you've had in your entire life, okay, I remember, all right, there is an owner, Joan Payson, who wound up selling the team, I think, to the Doubleday Group.
Doubledays.
All right. You won when it was Doubleday. Why am I blanking on the other owner of the Mets at the time with the Doubleday?
I just remember the Doubleday.
Okay. And I just remember they're walking around, their bow ties and stuff like that. And then the Wilpons, as we all know, the last several years since the whole Bernie Madoff thing, we're wondering if there was enough money to compete in the major market of New York City, and we knew the answer to it. But congratulations, man. You got yourself a total wild card. This guy could be Steinbrenner on steroids. A
lot of great quotes here.
You know what I mean?
On if he'll be hands-on. Quote, I played Little League once. That's about it. I'm going to let the professionals, Sandy and the people we bring in, let them run baseball.
Sandy Alderson must be like, you know what? This is Christmas Day. Let him run.
Yeah.
With money.
Yeah.
Money.
Here's more. I'm not trying to make money here, he said.
There you go.
This is about building something great and building something for the fans. Winning.
Dude.
I'm not in this to be mediocre.
Wait. Just wait.
Man.
Just wait.
It's like you say about the Jets. Why would come to New York, man?
Of course.
Win with the Mets. Get yourself a statue built. Let's go.
When I really thought about it, I can make millions of people happy.
And I'm one of them.
Yes.
I start following him on Twitter. He's active. Brother Steve, if you're watching the show, hit me with a follow back. You know, let's do this.
I'm serious, man. We have no idea what he's going to do and how he's going to run it. And there's money. There's money. There's
Kwan.
The Mets have to use the arrested development phrase. There's money in the banana stand, man. And the banana stand is Citi Field. We have no idea. This could be it. Finally, where the Yankees are spending money like water, they're U.S. Steel, and the Mets are just sitting there. There's the sad sack team that occasionally can win every now and then, and everybody shows up to Queens, and it's that plucky team.
Hope is
no, man, you're gonna be up there with the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Red Sox and spend like crazy.
Yeah, welcome to the dark side.
Yeah.
Welcome.
From now on, it's all about the Larry O.B.
Let's go.
Or the hunk of metal.
I mean. One. Look.
Congratulations.
Hope is all I have, Rich, because you know how the story's been playing out the last couple months. Just give me a little bit of hope just to keep me in house. That's all I'm asking for.
When is Trout's taken, right?
Yeah, Trout's been out for a long time.
Alonso plays.
Well, Lindor is out there. He can be had.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Who's the big ticket guy?
Francisco
so
right
you'll pay Alonso, you'll keep him, right?
Oh, the polar bear.
What about Arenado?
That was ooh. About what I was the next name I was going
to
say.
Well, he would have to be traded for. He just signed a big deal also.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he would have to be a trade situation. Lindor you can get.
JT Realmuto, if I'm pronouncing
well,
his name.
I think the Phillies are going to give him up over you know the Mets' dead body, man.
Can we make a note of this?
I'm just thinking about 11:36. Who can they go out there and just spend and just say, welcome to the new world order?
N-W-O.
That's right.
Sweet.
You know, do some free agent wooing in the pizzeria, right? Get a slice of pizza.
That's right.
JT's
right?
coming to the Mets.
Buy him some art.
You can, or
get
you
him
can,
some art. Frank can, Grillo's making a
Frank
painting
Grillo,
for him.
Yeah. You can go to the racetrack and kind of have a after dark meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close to the airport,
maybe,
wherever that's where.
Maybe go over to the Bronx and stand in front of an old apartment building.
Trevor Bauer, George Springer. Yeah, man.
Yeah, go for it.
The catcher's coming, I'm telling you. Mark it down.
That's what he said. He said we need pitching and catching.
Yeah.
Well, I could have told you that.
I know that, but at least he's an owner. He's not like totally...
That's why he should be following me on Twitter. We can like get together and you know make some things happen.
All right, I just wanted to welcome you to your new world, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Because it's finally happened.
All right, guys.
And you could have had A-Rod instead.
Oh, he thanked them for their efforts.
Who? Steve Cohen asked. Yeah.
Look, I'm not opposed.
There's been a lot of.
I'm not opposed to J-Lo being the owner either, because you know.
No, you're better off with this guy. As we've been talking about all the time, Masters this week, Tiger's teeing off at 7:55 local on Thursday. Met the media today and talked about that emotional 15th major last year.
You know, that was one of the most, I'm still getting chills just thinking about it. Feelings, you know, coming up 18 and knowing that all I had to do is just two-putt that little... 15 footer, and you know, to see my family there, and my mom and my kids, and all the people that helped support me or were there for me during the tough times. And I was walking up there, just trying not to lose it, and say, "Hey, I still got a two putt this." And then when I walked off the back of the green, you know, to see Charlie there and just open up our arms, and it meant a lot to me, and it still does. And just reminded me so much of me and my dad. And to come full circle like that, it still gives me, you know, a little teary.
Whew. Emotional Tiger is my favorite Tiger.
Oh, man. Goosebumps. Like
oh, man.
That was such an amazing day.
That was. I remember. Yeah. I've got a photograph of my daughter sitting with me. She's... you know, 6 at the time. And I took a picture of her smiling, which I'll take a picture of her anytime, anywhere, period, end of story. She's got me wrapped.
That's your heart right there.
I took a picture of her with Tiger in the background. So I'm one of those portrait modes, so it's blurry in the background.
He's
you could see it's him. He's in his red shirt, and he's celebrating. Oh. And I just took a picture of her smiling. I and that's a picture that I'll have forever.
Yeah.
You know, the moment in sports that meant so much to me. And I'll tell you what, Christopher, we've had a lot of run together, you and I.
We have.
You calling your shot weeks before
that Tiger was going to win
the green jacket and then we'll watch the end of Game of Thrones. That was that Sunday. It was the Game of Thrones finale. You're like,
oh, Game of Thrones premiere.
It was the premiere.
Yeah, Game of Thrones premiere.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the first.
I was like,
was
we're going to watch Tiger celebrate. It's going to be the greatest thing
and then
ever.
Game of Thrones
and then
final
we're
season.
Settle in and watch the beginning of Game of Thrones. And if you remember,
yes.
Tiger hugging his son, not the only emotional hug that day. That was Arya and Jon Snow's reunion.
It was all the feels that day.
It was
man.
All the feels that day, man.
Oh, boy.
And then the show ended like it did.
Oh,
I wish I never watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we don't have to bring that back.
I wish I never watched it.
First show was great, and not so.
Wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
The last season?
The final season.
Wasn't that good?
Pretty bad.
But you know what? I was enthralled. I got to admit.
Of course, so. We were all locked in. It's still amazing television.
The death of the Night King still hurts.
Hey.
Spoiler alert.
If you haven't watched it by now, you're done. I take 10 years.
What does that mean if you haven't watched it by now, you're done?
Oh,
that's a deep series.
Game of Thrones at this point.
A lot of people.
But that's on them, though.
Mike, you should just.
That's on
them. That's a them problem.
For years, and I caught up.
It's been a year, bro.
Exactly. Man. You're done. The 24-hour rule, 30.
That's a dense show. You can't just whip through it.
I did.
Susie, how?
Oh, you did. I did.
When Lena Headey came in the studio 2 years ago, I got a little bit of a crush, and Susie Nate was about to start, and I hadn't really been watching.
You watched 7 seasons of Game of Thrones?
I powered through from February to 3 weeks before the season 8 premiered. I finished 7 seasons. I was doing like 3 episodes a day, day.
2 or 3 months?
Yeah, but you guys don't have children.
True. That is true.
All right. You didn't have a driver's license until you were 25.
How dare you?
Honestly, Susie and I, before season 8, because I think it had been about 19 and a half years in between season 7 and 8, right?
Yeah.
We were like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to binge watch Game of Thrones and get up to speed. But we know it's not going to be, we know we can't do season 1 through 7. Let's just do season 7, right?
Yeah,
that's
good.
Smart.
We got through one half of an episode, and we're like, "We, there's just no way we're not going to make this."
Yeah, yeah.
We did it like a week in advance. Mm-hmm. We're like, you know.
I did that.
It was a non-starter.
I did that with Breaking Bad back in the day because, in the old podcast, you guys would start talking about Breaking Bad, and I hadn't watched it, so I had to leave the room. And so I was trying to whip through and catch up for the final season.
Right.
When was that? No, 6, 7 years ago.
Sue's binge watched Breaking Bad.
I did that
because she would not. She saw the first episode and she's like, "This is like nobody. I don't like anybody on it."
Right.
You know, why am I going to watch this show? So she tapped out. I watched it.
Amazing
episode. I got 3-4 seasons in, and I just turned around. I'm like, "You." I guess I'm using my husband preemptory here, saying, "I know you think it's not. You must watch this."
Got to get through the first season. It is slow, but after that,
I know that. And then she binge watched the entire library in about 2 months.
Amazing television.
844-204 Rich number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll wrap up this show and set up the rest of the week right here on Peacock and more. Now, there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in one space with a new virtual room. Collaborate live. Drawing, sharing, and building ideas with everyone on the same page. And make sure more of your team is seen and heard with up to 49 people on screen at once. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. Welcome back to here on Peacock, our program. While we're waiting for the radio audience to return, let's take a look at some of the, since the subject of putting fake hair on my head has been broached. This is freaking me out.
Okay. What the?
Whoa.
This is from, I think we, off from our app. Remember we did this?
Oh, a Memoji.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of like weird looking, but I mean.
I'm not saying that we put this, by the way.
My gosh. You go.
That's,
There you go.
Emo Rich.
By the way, that's not a bad.
Howie Long.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad avatar. The Howie Long.
Oh, there you go. There. That's it.
That's Youthful Rich.
That's it.
Andy Dalton Rich.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ginger Rich.
That's a good avatar.
Oh,
that's
no.
Mo.
Emo.
That's Mo.
Emo.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
There you go.
All right. This is freaking me out.
I mean, that's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Can you send this
gamer
to me? Rich. I would love to show this to my children.
Gamer Rich.
Gamer Rich.
My children would lose their minds if they saw that.
Hey, Marty Smith Rich.
We're back here in the audience, on our radio audience as well.
Speaking of hair.
Hey, everybody, back here on our radio show.
Speaking of hair and your wife, Susie.
Yes.
Susie texted me.
You better finish this sentence. Better bring this home.
Bring it home.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. She texted you?
She texted me 7 minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
And her text was, I just looked at Rich's Twitter feed. WTF, hair replacement, ? So maybe she's not down with
hair
replacement?
Uh-oh.
She's down. Come on.
She didn't this follow up. Those... She was just like,
oh, God, that's no good right here.
The one comb over.
No good.
Yeah, you don't want
no good.
That avatar is amazing.
It's freaking me out.
Oh, there you go.
Got a lot of crazy hairstyles right here.
Oh, that's so that's like 2003 Steve Nash.
I don't know how to read into that.
Steve Nash.
Other than, you know.
You'll hear about it tonight, I'm
well,
sure.
It's one of those things. It's definitely one of those, what's the phrase in the NFL? Check with me's. It's one of those check with me.
Check with me.
Check with me. Check with me.
Why is it coming up? One of those conversations. She hasn't texted you, huh, Chris? Normally you're her go-to.
Yeah, I guess I'm out.
She says, as Frazier would say, I'm listening.
Okay, there you go. There you go. All right. Honey, I'll be home soon. Gonna be doing the grind on Epics. I'll be shooting that, and then tomorrow I'll be back here on this show. What'd you get out of Drew Brees today, Chris? What'd you think about that
Well, he thinks if we question his arm strength that we don't know anything about football, and I take umbrage with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Both can be true. Like, they can still be playing well and winning, and he can also not be able to drive the ball down the
field. All right.
Both can be true.
How about this? He might have less of arm strength than he did as a younger man. A man's 41.
Yeah,
totally
makes
sense.
That makes total sense.
But the concept of he can't throw down the field, I would disagree with that.
Yeah, and he's also, I think what he said in response, he was like, well, what are you trying to accomplish? Like, what's the goal?
So, right. That he is
the offense
one
that they're
of those
running right
quarterbacks.
Now is that type of offense.
He is a quarterback in the GOAT mold of Peyton and Brady, right?
Yeah, okay. He's up there. He's on the Mount Rushmore.
Of course. So what I'm saying is, though, is that you give quarterbacks like that a certain defense, they will keep exploiting it until they win the game.
Right.
And when you are a 41-year-old quarterback for the first time and your 149-catch guy is out, and you go on the road in a pandemic for the first time, and you throw an interception that is so uncharacteristic, like he did, and I wasn't going to ask him, hey, did you lose that guy in the logo paint in the middle of the field?
That would have been,
because his
answer would have been really interesting.
You know, because that was, I forget who intercepted him over the middle in Vegas, but, you know,
that was a legit thing the next day. Like,
I'm not
going to
shock
you. See him?
Not going to shock you. The Raiders are not one of those teams that have the NFL logo in the middle of the field. They have their own logo in the middle of the field.
Right.
So, and then it was one of those games where they needed to push the ball. They needed to get points. Otherwise, they were going to lose. And he kept taking what was given to him. And you could say, these sound like excuses making, but fine. I don't care. There's no Michael Thomas, for crying out loud. And that has absolutely been shown in the small subset sample size. They're a different team without him. And that's part of what's been remarkable over the last month is how well they've played in places like Chicago and Tampa. So, and then they scored 30 points against Green Bay. That was a 37-30 final. And the conversation was he can't. Or he won't, because he can't throw down the field.
Right.
So when he says, I'm taking what I'm getting and what they're giving me, and all that matters is we're winning, and they weren't winning, it's a tough argument to say. They haven't lost since, right? They're number one in the NFC now. Yeah. And he's like, this is what I was doing, and if you don't see that, you don't know football.
Right.
So you're saying both can be right, that he doesn't have the same arm strength at 41 that he had at 31. That would make sense.
Yeah.
But, oh, man.
But there is going to come a time this year when he's going to have to make those throws, and we'll see if
he can.
And
I think he will.
Yeah.
I think he will. Because what did I say when everyone was having that conversation?
Oh, he's pumped the brakes.
I said, yeah, I'm not going in that direction.
Man, the Saints fans are out on our Twitter timeline right now.
What do you mean?
I posted that video of him saying that, and Saints fans loving Drew talking smack back.
Who Dat Nation is passionate.
kind of like a boxer, right? When you're younger and you're a KO artist, okay? You're younger, a little bit quicker. You're knocking people out. Then you get older. You're not as fast. You don't hit as hard, but still intelligent.
How about,
you still move. You still know how to cut the ring
off.
Well,
how about Jordan at the end of his career, right?
Yeah. I mean, your skill set just going to transfer to something different. He might not be able to throw 10 bombs a game, but like you said, I bet you when that one time comes, he's got to let it fly. I'll take my chances on Drew Brees.
I agree. I want to thank Drew Brees, Chase Elliott, and Tyler Lockett for joining this show today. Chris, what's our final poll results over there?
Which three-win team has the best shot to sneak into the playoffs? That's the Minnesota Vikings, 59%. Should Rich get hair surgery? 61% say no way. Susie, what say you? Come on now.
Oh, gosh.
The only vote that really counts, like we said.
You know you're right.
The phone call after the show will be great.
Fill us in tomorrow, please.
Phone call after the show
the
will be
great. The picture of you with the Mahomes hair is my favorite.
Yeah, I think we put that on. That might be the WTF that she's referring to on our Twitter
feed. I love it.
Our Twitter feed.
I love it.
Right?
It's the best.
Okay. So when we're talking about poll results, I want to finish this show by thanking, from the bottom of my heart, everyone in this great country of ours who worked the polls 1 week ago today and counted votes and are still counting votes to this day. The people who have been doing this remarkable work on behalf of our democracy are getting smeared right now. There's no other way to say it. They are getting smeared. They are getting smeared by people who say that the results that of their counting that was in their benefit, thumbs up. The results of their counting that's not to their benefit, well, we need to check things out. We need to look at things. We need to look at things that are not being at all backed up with any viable proof. Will it exist at some point? Maybe so. At what point will we have to see it? How about now? How about now? This great country is all about voting. We talked about it for weeks. I talked about it on NFL Network, NFL.com/votes. I gave you different spots to learn how to register to vote because your vote counts. Your vote matters. Now, if your vote doesn't wind up for somebody specific, it's being questioned without any hard evidence. And I was very proud to watch all of the people on board of elections and all the people who are counting votes. Didn't matter what party affiliation they had. And you're seeing some people whose party affiliations match that of the current president who are saying what they did is going to hold up and should hold up. And we should hold it up worldwide as something we're proud of and not cast into doubt because a certain result wasn't the way that the man in charge can accept. That is what's happening now. And I want to thank again everyone out there who adjudicated our election in this crazy time professionally and on behalf of democracy. I say thank you. And I'm not falling for any banana in a voting tailpipe. Thank you for taking in this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. For those on Peacock, we'll be right back. For those on radio, see you tomorrow. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in a new virtual room, collaborate live, building ideas on the same page, and see more of your team on screen at once. Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.